When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update, starting off with a big night in Nashville. No, I'm not talking about my wedding. That's in a few weeks. Before that, we had the first round picks made in the 2019 NFL Draft. Let's take a look at the top 10 picks right here. The Arizona Cardinals make their best kept secret, their top choice. They select Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray with the number one overall pick. The San Francisco 49ers take Ohio State edge rusher Nick Bosa with the second pick. Hopefully Bosa has no issues being the face of a franchise in a city he once called a liberal third world country. With the third pick overall, the New York Jets take Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. The Oakland Raiders use the fourth overall pick to take Clemson defensive end Clennon Farrell. LSU linebacker Devin White goes five overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The big head scratcher as a Giants fan, the New York Giants pick their quote-unquote heir apparent to Eli Manning, Duke quarterback Daniel Jones. The Jacksonville Jaguars select Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen with the seventh overall pick. The Detroit Lions take Iowa tight end TJ Hockenson at eight. Ninth overall pick, the Buffalo Bills select Houston defensive tackle Ed Oliver. And with the 10th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Michigan linebacker Devin Bush. Other notable first-round selections, the Washington Redskins select Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins with the 15th pick overall. Haskins watched this from a bowling alley as one team after another kept passing on him. That is, of course, until his hometown, Washington Redskins, ended his slide by picking him with that 15th overall. He then delivered a message to those teams that turned elsewhere saying, quote, "I'm more motivated than ever. There's a bigger chip on my shoulder. The league done messed up. I'm right down the street, so we're going to do it right this time." So it's crazy. Great move for the Redskins getting Haskins at that 15 overall. Washington also takes Mississippi State defensive end Montez Sweat. Sweat had the fastest 40 at the NFL Combine for a lineman in over 10 years. The Giants used their number 17 pick, the pick they received in their trade with the Browns for Odell Beckham, on Clemson defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence. And the Giants also trade their second and third round picks to the Seattle Seahawks to get the 30th overall pick, which they used to select Georgia cornerback DeAndre Baker. And with the final pick in the first round, New England Patriots select the only wide receiver taken in the first round, Arizona State's N'Keal Harry, the second round of the draft.
Yeah, there were two.
Bavona.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Got Hollywood Brown. The Ravens got Hollywood Brown at 25 overall. The kid out of Oklahoma, who many people thought could have been the best wide receiver coming into this draft, but does have some injury concerns. And you partner Hollywood Brown with some read options with, Lamar Jackson. Going to be very interesting to see how he is used in Baltimore. Two wideouts go in the first round, Marquise Brown and, as you mentioned, N'Keal Harry with the last pick.
In other news, Chris Pavona did not watch the first round of the draft after the Giants selected Daniel Jones. He turned it off immediately.
Yeah, fair enough.
So excuse me when I say that N'Keal Harry was only one of two wide receivers taken in the first round. Second round of the draft will start tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Arizona Cardinals will, once again, be the first team on the board. In other NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have announced that Tyreek Hill has been barred indefinitely from all team activities until more is known about an audio recording that aired on a local TV station in which the star wide receiver's fiance accused him of abusing their 3-year-old son. The recording surfaced one day after Johnson County District Attorney Stephen M. Howe said charges would not be filed after police were called to Hill's home twice last month and investigators determined the child had been injured. Howe said he believed a crime had occurred, but the evidence didn't clear
clearly establish who committed it. Over to the NBA playoffs, the San Antonio Spurs used that experience to stay alive against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. They win Game 6 last night, 120-103, setting up a Game 7 in Denver tomorrow. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 26 points, and DeMar DeRozan added 25 points to combat the amazing game by Nuggets star Jokic, who scored 43 points. That's the third highest individual point total in all of these playoffs. Guys, tonight, big Game 6 for the Los Angeles Clippers. They look to stay alive against the defending champion Golden State Warriors, who lead this series 3-2. Tip-off is tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern from the Staples Center. And finally, for this hour, sad news from the Boston Celtics. They announced Thursday night that John Havlicek, one of the greatest players in the history of the Celtics franchise, has passed away at the age of 79 years old. He had been suffering for a long time with Parkinson's disease. Shout out to his family and to the Celtics organization.
Hey, Venmo Brian, there's another Celtic you should look up some tape on. Sorry to
Ooh, trash, he said.
Ooh, no, can't jump. No athleticism.
Yeah, no bounce. Doesn't have to step back three.
No, absolutely not.
That was a different era, guys.
Havlicek stole the ball.
And he plays that thing called defense. Oh, disgusting.
More news at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we move along here, trying to dissect, make sense of what we witnessed last night in the world of sports. Most importantly, of course, what happened there? NFL took over last night in cities around the country. And if you have a favorite football team, you no doubt checked in last night at some point to see, all right, who did we get? What did we get? And it really went. The top three picks went according to plan, to say the least there. Kyler Murray, of course, in Arizona. Nick Bosa, we didn't talk about Nick Bosa, but he went like everyone thought he would, to the San Francisco 49ers. There was not a lot of intrigue, surprise for the top three picks. It kind of was just moving along. In fact, one of the prop bets was those three guys at the top. It was only 2-1. I know, Gabe Morenci there, he had that one there. It was just a matter of who the Jets were going to go with. But the Jets ended up going with one of the guy that they just had to go with at that point. I think consensus-wise, the Jets, Quinnen Williams, the most outside of Nick Bosa, it was really those two guys at the top, and then everyone else kind of fell into place there. But it was a hell of a draft. I got to tell you, exciting. It looked like, you got a chance to see some of the pictures from Nashville, though. But how cool did the streets of Nashville look, man, with people hanging out at bars, right? I mean, people were packed in there. From that standpoint in the NFL, I love what they're doing. They're going to cities, and they are throwing giant-ass parties, and it's a lot of fun to watch, man. It would have been really cool. I might have to go to one of these drafts now, because I got to tell you, the way they're doing, it's not in like some stuffy Radio City Music Hall anymore. I mean, it is a damn party, man, and they were partying up, and fans from all over, every team was represented, even the four Arizona Cardinal fans I saw there. They were there representing, wearing jerseys. But I think we're going to have to go next year, man. I don't know what city it's in next year, Dane, but that might be a place we got to go broadcast from.
Yeah, I like it. The NFL remains king. They can turn the schedule release into an event, and I like them getting out of Radio City, taking it to the different cities. Dallas, Philadelphia, Nashville. It looks like a great time. Good move by the NFL.
Well
done,
man.
It was a party down there on that street last night.
Damn right it was, man. Yeah, all sorts of country stars. It was a lot of fun there. All right, winners and losers from last night. We'll talk about it coming up next on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Number two here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, as we try and make our way through, kind of figure out exactly what it is that we just witnessed last night, kind of make sense of it all. 32 franchise. Well, it's 32 franchise. Some didn't have picks like Kansas City, although right. They wish they did this morning. But 32 number one picks went off the board last night. And if you are just waking up and you're going, what the hell happened? Well, nothing exciting at the top, that's for sure, because the first three picks went according to plan. Kyler Murray going to Arizona. What does that leave for Josh Rosen? I'm sure it's going to be another franchise. Who it is, we still don't know, given the fact that there were three quarterbacks taken in the first round. That means three teams passed on, at least two teams passed on being able to trade for him at this particular point, including the Giants and including the Redskins. So that remains to be seen today. Bosa going to 49ers, not a surprise. The Jets opting to go with really just a monster of a defensive tackle there. Quinnen Williams, it's going to be very interesting. And, it was funny. I made this comment last night for the Jets. You've got Quinnen Williams alongside Leonard Williams, coached by Greg Williams. I'm not sure if they're all related, but it is like now the Jets on the defensive side, it's the Williams family here. You got Quinnen, you got Leonard, and you've got yourself some Greg Williams. And let me just say this. I think the big winner around one is the New York Jets, because I don't think anybody... They've become a little less funny, our New York Jets now, haven't they, over the last 24 hours. That idea of the Williams three there, mm-hmm. Along with, Mosley now and mm-hmm. Jamal. I wouldn't be laughing at the New York Jets very much longer here, Dane. I think with Quinnen Williams, I think they made the right choice.
Yeah. With Quinnen Williams, Leonard Williams, C.J. Mosley, I want to see how teams try to run up the middle against the New York Jets.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Jamal Adams coming down from the box, getting into the box. Yep. You know what I mean? I want to see teams try and run against the New York Jets. That's what I want to see. Greg Williams is going to put some bounties on people's heads, bro. And
damn
I'm
right.
all about it, you know? And so you're right. I think it wasn't necessarily sexy, but they got it right. Kyler Murray was the number one pick. The only reason is because the positional value of quarterback. Nick Bosa and Quinnen Williams, by everybody's account, were the two best players in this draft, the two safest guys, the blue chip guys, right? And the Jets are lucky at three that they were able to get one of those two guys. Listen, the Jets, by the way, Joe, don't forget, they still have money. Joe, they still have money if they want to spend. You know, they tried to get an Anthony Barr, right, and struck out there. So some could argue that they still need the outside rusher. A guy like Ziggy Ansah is still out there and available. Mm-hmm. There are still picks here. You know, the idea that this draft was very deep in the trenches, that's where I think, listen, the Jets have two third-round picks. I think they're getting an offensive lineman and a deep and an edge rusher, you know, still. They're set at the skill positions with their kind of the Le'Veon Bells, the Jameson Crowder signings. We can see they are clearly building up the defense. They traded for Osimile as well from Oakland to help that offensive line. I think with their two picks tonight, at the end of tonight, I think we're going to see more trenches. The Jets are building the right way, and I made this point last night, to support their franchise quarterback, Sam Darnold. And it's all cyclical, Joe. It's all cyclical in sports. Just as the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, you know, when Tom Brady rides off into the sunset and the Patriots eventually, you know, take a step back a little bit, you need to be have your team primed and ready and on the ascent, right? It'll be Sam Darnold's, third, fourth year, right? Gelling with this team, and they got a defense to boot. I think the Jets, and to be quite honest, the Buffalo Bills as well in that division are, you know, kind of hitting the cycle at the right time so that they're ascending when eventually Brady walks away.
You know, you mentioned the Jets allowed almost 2,100 rushing yards last year, an average of 4.6 per rush, and they were thin along
Mosley
the defensive
and Williams
line.
In there now.
Yeah, they were real thin along there. So, yes, they still do lack that that pass rusher, but like you said, they got enough money to maybe go out and pick something up there. Plus, they still got a bunch of picks here over the next couple of days that they can address, but all signs are pointing in the right direction for the New York Jets. You're right. Doing it the right way. We had told you earlier, of course, the Giant fan base can't figure out what the hell they're doing with Daniel Jones. It was a bit of a head scratcher for a lot of people there. They know they needed a quarterback. Some people were hoping for Haskins. Others were hoping just go out and get yourself somebody like, oh, I don't know, Josh Allen, if he's available. And by the way, he was available, but the Jets went quarterback, and that means it fell to, and I didn't see this coming, but if I'm Jacksonville, you have to go with
that. Look what I found.
Yeah, right. You have to go. I mean, they have other issues on the offensive side of the ball, but you can't pass up having Josh Allen there added to what a defense is really, my word. Now the Jacksonville defense is just that much better. And listen, in a world that you have Nick Foles at $80 million a year or $120 million, whatever the hell it is, you need to have an elite defense because you don't know what the hell you're going to get from him. So this guy just adds to it. Jacksonville may be the luckiest of the night.
Yeah, and don't forget, you know, we talked about how only two wide receivers went, right? Still, DJ Metcalf, AJ Brown, you know, others that are still out there, Arcega Whiteside. The Jags pick six tonight. You know, so they're going to be able to get that wide out if they want. I thought they may also find some intrigue in one of the Iowa tight ends. They didn't go that route. But now, listen, you got the defense that you need, right? I think with the sixth pick tonight, number 38 overall, Jacksonville will, in fact, get a weapon for Nick Foles. Don't forget, to your point at the very top of the show, Joe, you know, there are still, 220-some-odd picks to still be made, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is where you got to fill out a 53-man roster, okay? And we talk about some of these guys, especially skill position guys, you know, wideouts and running backs. We find these guys in the third, fourth, fifth round, okay? Philip Lindsay was an undrafted rookie. Think about, you know, Antonio Brown, Tyreek Hill, Tariq Cohen, some of these guys that are out there. I'm still very interested in a Daryl Henderson out of Memphis and A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss. There are plenty of game-breaker fantasy types that are still out there, and Jacksonville can still go ahead and grab one with their sixth pick in the second round tonight.
Yeah, and then, of course, tight ends ended up going to Detroit. Detroit went with Hockenson at number 8. And
cashing a prop bet, by the way.
That's nice. You know, listen, he's not Rob Gronkowski, so I know people were throwing that around, but that's not what he is. But he is, he's kind of like a hustle and hit guy. He's a guy that's going to have a very long career. He's an added weapon that they absolutely need. He's going to add a little dimension now to the Detroit offense that has been as stagnant as it has come over the last couple of years. They needed some weapons over there, and that certainly fills the need there. He's a decent run blocker, but he's also going to be able to stretch the field, and he's going to be able to get you those 4-yard curls there and get you a whole bunch of first downs in the middle of the field. So congratulations to Detroit for finally adding something. After years and years of going defense, they finally went offense, and now they add a little dimension. But you mentioned the Bills coming in next, the number 8. Ed Oliver from Houston was the guy that fell to them. And really good defensive head coach there in Buffalo. And this kid was rumored to go number 3 with the Jets. A lot of athleticism. Love this guy. He was kind of misplayed at Houston because they didn't have anybody.
Exactly.
He's not a nose tackle. That's not what he is, but he had to play that in college because they didn't have anything else there. Some of the concerns with him, though, were, of course, you know, he was the guy that fought with Major Applewhite on the sidelines there during a game. Bit of an attitude. You know, he did have some knee issues. But ultimately, this is a guy that's going to walk into Buffalo. He's going to start from day one, and he has just made the Buffalo Bills defense that much better. And I think he kind of replaces Kyle Williams, who retired from the Buffalo Bills after 100 years in the league. They needed to kind of bolster up that that front line there, and they did just that. So kudos to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I agree with you here, Joe. You know, remember, Kyle Williams, the cornerstone there is gone. And look at what Buffalo's done. You talk about GMs and coaches on the same page. Since McDermott has been there, Tre'Davious White in the secondary, Edmonds as a linebacker last year, first round. Ed Oliver on the front this year. They are going defense there in Buffalo, and I like what we saw.
Yep. We had a couple of trades last night, too. Who reached, who didn't? We'll talk about that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Here's what's crazy about Chapman. He is striking out way less. His strikeout rate last year was 23.7%. He's down to 10.2%. And one of the things that stabilizes relatively quickly when you're looking at stats is strikeout percentage and walk percentage. His walk rate is up to 13%. But this is something to keep an eye on here with Chapman is, can he maintain this?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
So prior to the start of the draft last night, the Arizona Cardinals were listed at 100-1 to win the Super Bowl at the Westgate in Vegas. And after they announced their number one pick, Kyler Murray, the Arizona Cardinals remain at 100-1 to win the damn Super Bowl at the Westgate. So a lot of needle moving there with a 5 foot nine and a half or three quarter quarterback there. Didn't necessarily impress the odds makers in Vegas across the books, as the Cardinals will remain a dumpster fire for the foreseeable future. But there are a couple of teams that kind of in win now mode that made a few trades and decided, you know what, we got to go get our guy. We got to do it now, as to be expected. Usually in the first round, we were kind of saying there's going to be somebody to go up, whether it be for Murray or whoever. We expected it, but we didn't get it for quite a while. As a matter of fact, 9 picks went off the board before we actually got a trade. And there was a prop as well there for when would the first trade happen? Yeah, in the first 10. And sure enough, it showed up at number 10. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I was most intrigued to see what the Steelers are going to do, because that's sitting there at 20. Because of how rich and top-heavy the draft was on defenders, Steelers need defense. Steelers are in win-now mode. You got a 37-year-old quarterback. They've got some weapons on offense. They need to go get some sort of defensive stud that they can use. And sure enough, they went up and traded with Denver, and they went with Devin Bush, an incredibly fast second-level defender who, if we're all honest here, the guy plays like a classic Steelers defender. He'll beat running backs to the point there. He's got no problem with that. I think he's got 4-5 speed. He can run with every tight end as well as ball carriers. He is, and he's a guy that has no problem thumping you either. So he is a guy that'll stick his helmet in there. He is a guy that, listen, Ryan Shazier, it's no mystery here. Once he went down, it kind of changed the face of the defense for the Steelers, but they went out last night. They moved up. Kudos to them, and said, you know what? We're going to address it. They wanted Bush. He might have very well had gone before he was going to get to number 20. So They did give up a little bit. Yeah. I think they included a second this year and a third next year, but how do you not go in a win now mode? How do you not go and get yourself a linebacker that can anchor that defense here this year and for years to come? Quality pick by Pittsburgh. Kind of knew they were going to do it, just wasn't sure which direction they were going to go.
Yeah, this is one of the picks I absolutely love, okay? I consider the Steelers here one of the winners in this draft, because I know it was expensive, but they moved up 10 spots to go and get Devin Bush. Listen, with all the talk about Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and all that stuff, don't forget, the Pittsburgh Steelers still have one of the best offenses in football and the Hall of Fame quarterback, okay? There's still Juju and James Washington and James Conner, okay, and Vance McDonald. Their offense is still not the problem. They needed to address their defense. And the loss of Ryan Shazier, we know what it meant from the kind of emotional, the tragedy that it was with him, you know, the spinal injury, and it's great that he's back to walking. But the football impact of that loss is huge. He was that sideline to sideline linebacker for the Steelers that they had lacked, and they go ahead and replace him with Devin Bush. I agree with them to spend the draft capital to move up. That was their guy. They couldn't get him at 20. They moved up to 10, and I really, really like this pick. They needed that in the defense. They traded up to get him. I think, to your point, Steelers are in win-now mode. This was the guy they needed, and they got him. Joe, little nugget for you. You know the last time Pittsburgh traded up in the first round to get a defensive player? You know who they came away with, Joe?
Who's that?
Troy Polamalu. I think there that worked go. Out all right. Yep. You know, I'm not saying Bush is going to be that. But, you know, if you want to trade up and go get your guy, you go and get your guy, whether it's Devin Bush, whether it's the Raiders with Ferrell. It doesn't matter. You like your guy, you go get him.
Yeah. Pittsburgh got its player. Now, the big question after Pittsburgh was, did the Bengals mm-hmm. go and get a quarterback? Is Haskins on the radar? He was still available. A lot of people were thinking, okay, it's time to go ahead and get the heir apparent there to the Red Rocket, the little red rifle going on, Andy Dalton. But the Bengals ended up doing a little prudent move, one that is not going to be, it's not sexy, but they went with Jonah Williams, who was the best O-lineman in the draft by far. He's a tackle in the NFL level, and he was a lockdown, guys. He was a lockdown SEC offensive lineman who protected his quarterback. And by the way, he did it including against Clemson. So the best defensive pass rushers, all of these guys you're talking in a draft, this guy by far was able to hold all of them off. He was a guy that you looked at and you went, all right, I thought maybe Jacksonville because they need help on the offensive line, but he's going to help Andy Dalton without a doubt. He's going to help that running game. They need a lot of help, the Bengals, but, you know, anytime you can anchor an offensive line for the future with a NFL tackle, it's a good move by the Bengals there. It's hard to argue with that pick. Yeah, you could have went with a quarterback, but this is a guy that's going to come in and make your offensive line that much better. And this NFL, that's pretty damn valuable.
Sure. You know, like you said, not a sexy pick, but you can't fault it, right? Give me a tackle who dominated in the SEC against these pass rushers that we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. He saw Montez Sweat. He saw Josh Allen, right? He also practiced against Quinton Williams for the better part of the last few years, right? So you can't be mad at this. I will say this, though, Joe. I think Cincinnati is still live to go and get the heir apparent to Andy Dalton, okay? They picked 10th. In this second round, might they be a guy who winds up with a kid like Drew Locke or Will Greer or Ryan Finley in the next, sometime today? And, Joe, this could be a team. This could be a landing spot for Josh Rosen as well. I still think you watch the Cincinnati Bengals as it relates to quarterback throughout this weekend. I think this could be a spot for Rosen or a quarterback. I think days are numbered for the Red Rifle in Cincinnati. Remember, new head coach who is a quarterback guy in Zach Taylor. I think he's going to want to go get his guy as well.
Packers came in at number 12, and a little bit of head scratching going on there. They went and got Rashawn Gary, who is a freak of nature, guys. Let's be realistic here. He ran a 4.6 at 277 pounds, which is just, I can't even tell you how ridiculous that is. But he's not a pass rusher, and he's got no real attacking.
No moves.
He's a bull rusher,
and that's it.
He's kind of like an old school throwback kind of player, but the Packers just signed Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. They're that kind of hybrid defender situation there in free agency. So I'm not sure why they went this route currently, given the other needs, certainly for Aaron Rodgers and company there, but I don't know that he's going to be a 3-4 down player right off the bat, but certainly he's a specimen. I mean, the guy has certainly got all the talent. I don't know what they, and versatility, can they go ahead and turn that into something? At number 12, I think it was a bit of a reach there.
Yeah. I have the Green Bay Packers as one of the teams who I think, you know, are a loser to me from last night. They had two picks at 12 and 21. I was down on Gary Okay, I was down on Rashawn Gary. I don't even think he was the best pass rusher on his team. I think right. Chase Winovich was the best pass rusher on his team. This is a guy, you talk about it, the measurables are there. It's athletic freak, right? The size-speed combo, definitely. But he only had something like 3-9 sacks in his college career. The production wasn't there. People say he has just a bull rush, and at the next level, will he be able to bull rush NFL offensive linemen? I also got to tell you, Joe, the Green Bay Packers spent a lot of money in free agency on that defensive side of the ball. You mentioned Darius Smith. I love the Adrian Amos signing at the back end, right? So I didn't think they were going to go defense with their two picks at 12 and 21. I thought this might have been a place where someone like Noah Fant was live at 12 or 21 to get that tight end, that athletic tight end. I thought this might have been where a wide receiver comes off the board to put opposite, you know, Devontae Adams. I think, listen, Aaron Rodgers, after the Brady, Breeze, you know, Big Ben, Eli, Rivers group, Aaron Rodgers is the next guy who has only a few years left in his prime. You got to get him all the weapons you can. They addressed the defensive side of the ball, and I like what they did in free agency there. I thought Green Bay was going offense. They didn't, and I actually don't love the players in Gary or Savage, to be honest. So I consider the Packers a loser.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Don't understand them at all, given the age and the clock that is ticking for Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. Right. But I do like what the Dolphins did, going to get themselves a perfect fit for new head coach there, Brian Flores. It's all about bettering the culture here in Miami, which is what they wanted to do. And they got themselves another unbelievably high character, extremely smart dude, no mess around. He has been, in fact, I think, on the NFL radar since he was a sophomore there at Clemson. And a lot of people in the draft boards had him pegged here at this spot. It's a perfect pick for Brian Flores. He's a big, physically imposing, got a real high ceiling. He can play different positions. He is quick. He's athletic. And also the Dolphins. Yeah, they need a guy they can rely on. They need a character guy. They need a dude that can anchor that that defense there that they can start to build around for Brian Flores. Congratulations, Dolphins. You didn't blow the first-round pick here at number 12. I'm shocked, or 13, rather. I'm shocked because usually you've done that in the past, but maybe things are looking up for Miami.
Yep. We were talking about the same thing on set last night, Joe. The idea of you get another character guy, you're starting to build up with Flores for that defense. You know, and to your point, Joe, you've been talking about how there's 2-year tank for Tua kind of thing. So let's build up the defensive side of the ball and let Fitzpatrick throw a ton of interceptions to keep us losing games and get a quarterback next year.
Amen. That's correct. Whether or not the Josh Rosen trade happens, they've been talking. We'll see what goes on with that. But we'll take a look, too, at the back end of the first round. Some more winners and losers coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit it today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, guys, the results of the first round, the 2019 NFL Draft, they are in. And for NFL bettors and serious fantasy football players, guys, the season starts now. You can start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has got you covered with their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock, Roto Experts, yeah, they've been live blogging all night last night, giving you the information you need and, of course, how each pick will affect the fantasy football landscape and NFL futures. And that's not all. They also provide dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year, so you can have an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Do yourself a favor. Send 10% at rotoexperts.com. Promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY for the 2019 NFL Draft and the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. And it was one hell of a draft last night. Round one in the books. Getting ready for round two here today, and then, of course, over the weekend, which is really where the steals and how teams are going to be built will take shape. So it's nice to get the round one out of the way, but the reality is, really, if your franchise is going to take the next step, it's got to start here today. And you mentioned it. What are the first five today, Dane, that we're looking at who are going to be on the board and on the clock?
Okay, so today on the clock as we start round two, we start with those Arizona Cardinals. Okay, they go first. Then the second pick today will be actually the Indianapolis Colts, who traded out of the back of the first round last night. Then we got the Raiders, then the Niners, then Seattle, who also traded out of their spot at towards the end of last night. So for the top five picks tonight, we go Cardinals, Colts, Raiders, Niners, and Seahawks, Joe.
All right, some of the guys that are still left on the board here that we probably thought, and this is going to be, I think, this round is going to be a lot of the skill position guys, a lot of wide receivers, some running backs, yeah. But certainly, you know, names like Greedy Williams and Byron Murphy, cornerbacks from Washington and LSU, Tyler Rapp, the safety. I was shocked we didn't hear Jawan Taylor, Cody Ford, a couple of offensive linemen. What I did not know is that certainly, and it doesn't surprise me though, but Jawan Taylor from Florida, some bit of a personality issue there, some teams concerned. Also a knee injury I wasn't aware of. Cody Ford, I don't get that. I don't know why he wasn't there, but keep an eye on David Montgomery, running back from Iowa State. DJ Metcalf is still out there. And of course, Paris Campbell, wide receiver. Drew Locke is another guy that many people thought. Listen, if he didn't go first, in all likelihood, he is going to go at some point here today in the second. So, you know, as you look at the names that are still left on the board here, Dane, where do you think who do you think the first couple of guys to go off the board are going to be?
Listen, with the Juwan Taylor thing, you know, we started talking about that last night as well. But then our guy Joe Lisi made an interesting point, Joe, and you're down there in Florida as well. You know, Juwan Taylor, what was the culture down there with the Gators the last couple of years, Joe, with McElwain? You know, awful. Wasn't there like some kind of, exactly, you know, so
yeah.
Exactly. So what is it? Is it really Juwan Taylor, or was he in an environment, you know, where it could have maybe been excused? Exactly. So I am looking at Juwan Taylor, Cody Ford. You mentioned Drew Lock. I was surprised at the cornerbacks that are still there. Byron Murphy, Greedy Williams. At one point, Joe, Seattle was picking back-to-back towards the end, right? I thought they were going to grab a cornerback to help rebuild that Legion of Boom. It didn't happen. Some teams are going to get great secondary players still there, right? And then you mentioned other skill positions. Not one, but two Ole Miss wide receivers are still available. Not only DK Metcalf, but, you know, AJ Brown as well is interesting. You got JJ Arcega-Whiteside. You talk about Paris Campbell. There's a lot of options. And then at the running back position, you know, you have guys like Montgomery, Henderson, Miles Sanders. I think the fantasy community is going to start, you know, seeing names that they need to know tonight. The last thing I will say, Joe, on this, expect more trades early in the second round, because after last night ends, all teams have all day to kind of reset their draft board and see if there is a guy that they think is worth the draft capital, worth it to go and trade up for. We see a lot of trades at the top of the second round here because teams have had an entire day to reset. And if some of the guys that they had highest rated are still out there, whether it's an Oklahoma offensive tackle, a Alabama running back, Najee and Damian Harris, both still out there, you know, so they have their opportunity to reset, see what they want, and use their draft picks to go up there and get them. And I think that will happen with a guy like Drew Lock, and I think that will also happen with some of these skill position players that are still left.
What is the who's the first team coming up today in need of a quarterback? What's the first quarterback hungry team coming up in the draft today?
Let's see. As we go to the second round, it depends on if you believe, you know, the Raiders pick third in this round. Do you believe they actually still need the quarterback? That would be interesting.
I think they would have went last night they'd have done it if they really love somebody. They need someone. I mean, I like the way they're going about it, so I won't say the Raiders are going to do anything. They still have a whole lot of holes to fill, and they got a $20 million quarterback they can't trade anyway.
All right, well, we know, Joe, that John Elway loved himself some Drew Lock, right? Didn't we hear about that? John Elway loves Drew Lock. Denver picks ninth in this round, okay? So, and the teams ahead of them, right? Cardinals got their guy. Colts don't need a quarterback, right? Raiders, you just said you don't think they're doing it. 49ers have Jimmy G. Seattle has their guy. You know, Tampa Bay. It could be sink or swim with Jameis Winston. That could be possible. I don't think so. Buffalo just got their guy. So Denver sitting there at ninth in the round, right?
There you go.
Cincy sitting there 10th in the round. If they want to have the heir apparent to Andy Dalton, that's where Drew Lock could go, unless one of these other teams like him and want to trade up ahead of a Denver or a Cincinnati and trade up. We know the Colts are down to trade down, right? We know Seattle is down to trade down. They started this draft with only 4 picks. They keep trading down to accumulate assets and positions. So maybe if you're a team who likes Drew Lock and you think you need to hop ahead of John Elway and the Denver Broncos, who've already said they're enamored with him, maybe the Colts pick second in this round, you know, is a target for you. Maybe Seattle in the 5th pick in this round is a target for you if you want to jump up and leapfrog some of those teams for a kid like Drew Lock.
One of the big storylines coming out last night was the Washington Redskins going into this draft. We had heard about Dwayne Haskins and him being from Maryland, and Dwayne Haskins has been on record, said, "I'd love to go there." And we also heard, though, unfortunately, that Daniel Snyder had taken over the Skins draft room, the war room there. And we all kind of went, oh, boy, you know, last time he did this, he set the franchise back 20 years by trading everyone away to be able to go get RG3. So we didn't know what to do. It was worth the price of admission just to see what Daniel Snyder was going to do. But as we got past 10, we got to 11, and then all of a sudden, you know, Miami doesn't take a quarterback, and we're going, all right, so Washington's sitting there at 15. well, you know, is anybody going to take Haskins at this point? And then sure enough, it could not have worked out any better.
Yeah.
For Dwayne Haskins and for, I mean, Daniel Snyder and the Washington Redskins guys, who not only got their addressed their biggest need, which is quarterback, and we all know how bad a situation it is up there. Congratulations, Dwayne Haskins. I think he got the team he wanted. Maybe not as high, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with a guy that's got a little chip on his shoulder. But then, you know, Snyder did an unbelievable thing. He actually, and this is hard to believe, he actually pulled off a football move and went back into the first round, traded up to number 26 to go get, you know, one of the best, most gifted, most athletic defensive players in Montez Sweat, who has a heart condition, misdiagnosed heart condition. I don't know. It's still... Yeah, everything surrounding this kid is ridiculous. Now, I know some teams did take him off the board because there's no reason he should have ever fell to 26. That's how good he is. We're talking about a guy that runs a 4.440, guys. He is a genetic freak. But he was there. He went up to 26. They made the trade. They went up and got him. And let's face it, man, you addressed your quarterback. You got yourself a stud defender right now. I don't know anybody had a better first round than the Washington Redskins with Daniel Snyder, of all people, at the helm. You know, kudos to Washington doing it right there last night. Can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, I like what Washington did here, Joe. You said they get Dwayne Haskins literally falling into their lap. It's like our commercial. I can't believe it. My pants are falling off. I can't believe it. It's falling into their lap. And then you talk about the Montez Sweat pick. Guys, the Washington front is scary. Okay, you know, Jonathan Allen, Payne from Alabama, Kerrigan is still there. They get another SEC front lineman stud in Montez Sweat. And here's the thing, Joe, right? They have a good offensive line also when healthy. They have Darius Geis coming back and Adrian Peterson at the running back position. And we talked about the depth at wide receiver in this draft, Joe. They have the Washington football team has not one but two third round picks. I think they're going to address wide receiver there and get weapons for Dwayne Haskins. Listen, Joe, this is a team that won six, seven games last year. They're not that far away, right? And Haskins may be the quarterback, by the way, guys, for fantasy purposes at least, that landed in the best situation. He's going to be able to stand and deliver with anticipation, with accuracy behind an, I believe, an above-average offensive line. This defense just got a lot better. The Washington football team is not that far away, and I think, to your point, that real rosters are made today and tomorrow. They've got the 12th and 32nd pick of the third round. I think they're going to get skill position toys for their new quarterback, Dwayne Haskins. The Washington football team is not far away.
Yeah, no, they are not. I mean, great job by them. Also, great job by the Panthers, who ended up getting themselves a pretty damn good. Now, we had talked a little bit about this guy yesterday, Brian Burns, and some people were hoping. I know a lot of Giant fans. Jim Day, in fact, here on the network was praying that Brian Burns would go to the Giants, and the Panthers end up getting an edge rusher in him with huge potential. I mean, all pro potential here. Just a little bit, needs to get a little stronger, maybe put on a few pounds, which of course all of these guys do once they make it into the NFL. But a young pass rusher on this team here that can do it at 250 pounds. Guys, this is that's a good pick by the Carolina Panthers there. For a number 16 pick, good job by Carolina, because I don't know how much longer he was going to last on the board, but they did a pretty good job there of addressing their defensive needs. Luke Kuechly in the middle now. You give him some help on the outside. This is they're going to be a pretty good team there on the defensive side, and they better in that division there of the Carolina Panthers, because you're going to have to combat offense. You better come back with some defense, and that's a good job there.
Yeah, I like the Brian Burns pick. Okay, good pass rush. Remember, they also signed Bruce Irving in the offseason, Joe, for the pass rush, right? But to your point, right, they see Drew Brees twice a year. They see Matt Ryan twice a year. And don't look now, but I think Bruce Arians, you know, the hype around Jameis Winston having a breakout fantasy year at least, I think it's real. I think this Tampa Bay offense is going to be much better as well. So Carolina's got to do something. They get pressure. They add to their ability to get pressure on the quarterback. I like the pick.
Yep, not bad at all there. Also, and we talked about it a little bit, the Giants just so confusing, of course, with a quarterback there in at the number six. So everyone was hoping, all right, go ahead, address some of the needs there at number 17. And ultimately what they got was a younger Snacks Harrison, right. Not better, younger, who they traded to Ray, whose best attribute is to run block, which we don't stuff the run, rather, which we don't really need anymore in this NFL. So we'll talk about Dexter Lawrence. We'll talk about what it means for the
300
Giants.
Snaps next year, maybe?
I can't with this. We'll do it coming up.
In this league.
Okay, what's more embarrassing? Saying you have a podcast or saying you have a Game of Thrones podcast?
Well, probably just saying you have a podcast.
I think more people have... Is this possible? Is this math going to work if more people have Game of Thrones podcasts than there are podcasts? Can I do that?
No, that math does not check out.
It's close.
So that's like saying 1 plus 3 equals 76.
At least what we did, though, is we put it behind a page.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring an engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
I'll tell you, man, that Angels lineup, it's abysmal. Like, I watch them night after night, three up, three down, three up, three down, three up, three down, three hits in a game. They're pathetic. Like, they're a bad baseball team, and they're always favored. It's just one of those teams, like, perception versus reality. Like, I think they're going to be a fade team this year. I was going to get your take on that, because we want to attack certain teams, and they've been awful. Like, I know Seattle started off well. They kind of cooled down. But as for the Angels, they're a team I'm going to be betting against lots, George. They're not that good.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, welcome in. As we make it rain, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. You got to love the, and you're seeing this, I'm sure, up there, Dane, but the back pages of the New York
Post.
Oh,
yeah.
The Daily News, the Newsday there. See if I can't get these up here because
they
are.
They don't like the pick, Joe. They don't like
honestly,
the pick.
Honestly, just the best media market ever. These people who they do not mess around here. So let me see if I, there we go. All right. Let me pull this up here for you guys so you can see it because it really is just, you got to appreciate them. You really do. Let's take a look here at the first one, huh? How about that?
Yep.
Little Eli Jr. And can I tell you something? God, it looks a lot like him, doesn't it?
It does. Mm-hmm. I can just imagine like that prototypical Eli aw shucks sad face that he makes. Is he going to teach Daniel Jones that one too?
And by the way, look in the lower right hand corner. Like, oh yeah, the Jets got Bama Williams.
Yeah, they got
it's
one
amazing.
Of the best players in the draft.
They got one of the best players in the draft, and still the media just loves to attack the Giants and doesn't give the Jets any credit. And then let's see what the next one is here. as this is working out well. Okay. Looks like I can't, I can't get any of that. Oh, nope. All right. Well, sorry about that. Kind of ruined it there for us, but I'll get that back. But the New York Post also said, blue, clueless blue. It's just amazing to me how the media immediately went anti-Giants instead of pro-Jets up there, though. But I guess that's not to be, expected, right? I mean, because the Jets have always been trying to get back page headlines, right? I mean, they've always been trying to do this here. I mean, here's Blues Clueless for the New York Post. I mean, they've been trying to get headlines forever, and they haven't been able to do it. And again, look at the very top there. Cue the man, just like this. But everything is about Giants. You suck. You know, here's the Daily News. Blue who? Cracks me. As a matter of fact, oh, and there's, again, in the little picture, there he is, Quinton Williams. But me, and it cracks me because, right, like you said, the best player, one of the best players in the draft, went to the Jets. They're not even talking about him. They're already, they're smashing this guy left and right. Cracks me up there. Congratulations. If you wanted to win the back page as the New York Giants, you did. You got the back page. You got everyone in New York talking, apparently. I just don't know that it's the kind of publicity you were hoping for. Dave Gettleman. Yeah. Wow.
They would have won the back page if they drafted Haskins, too. The nature of the coverage would have been different, though.
Yeah, it would have been a different headline for sure. All right, final hour coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.